You're listening to the House to Home Show on WGCL, brought to you by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington. And now your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI Mechanical and Building Solutions, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with FC Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Hello.
Hello there.
How are you?
Great, how are you?
Fabulous. Today, I know. Well, I love it when our guest is here. I always have lots to talk about.
That. You do.
So our special guest today is Carrie Thompson with Habitat for Humanity, Monroe County. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
We're so glad. I'm so glad she's here.
Oh, we always love it when Carrie's here.
I know. She's fun. She talks about exciting things,
I know,
too.
She does. And she talks.
It's very easy
Can't
for us.
Shut me up.
Right. So this time when she's here, we're talking again about Whirlpool and the IU Kelley School Whirlpool Build, which kicks off this coming week.
That's right.
September 21st.
Right. So we build a house on campus every year. This was Whirlpool Corporation's brainchild about 6 years ago. They came to us and said, what do you think about building a house on campus and picking it up and moving it? And, of course, we thought it was a brilliant idea.
Sure, why not?
A little out of the box.
A lot out of the box. Let's face it.
Whirlpool Corporation has been so generous to Habitat. For the past nearly 20 years, they've been sponsoring a brand new stove and refrigerator into every Habitat home in this country. And over $5 million of product every year.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's cool.
Crazy,
yeah,
isn't
that's
it?
Cool. Yeah,
it's, makes you want to really go buy
incredible.
A Whirlpool.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's really incredible what they do, and then they sponsor. They fully sponsor two homes in the United States every year. One in Benton Harbor, Michigan, which is where their headquarters is, and one right here in Bloomington, Indiana.
Wow.
And so this is really a unique opportunity for us to partner with Whirlpool. Mm-hmm. Whirlpool is phenomenal corporate philanthropy. That is
a mouthful
to get
out.
They have really, really set the bar very high in terms of giving back. And for a lot of years, they did it very, very quietly. And and I would say for the amount that they do, both for Habitat and for some other charities that they really believe in, they still are very quiet about it.
Right.
But here on the IU campus, their goal really is to give back to the IU community that has given so much to Whirlpool in terms of talent.
Right.
IU is has educated their CEO and several of their CFOs, and lots of their top level management have graduated from the Kelley School of Business.
Wow.
And so obviously top notch business education here, nationally ranked, of course, and you know, Whirlpool wants to give back to this community that has supported the Kelley School as well. So we're really grateful to be here with them and to get to partner alongside their executives that come down, as well as Kelley School students and students from all over the Indiana University campus.
Yeah, I was going to say, I really love this build because people, like you said, the big cheeses come down and they build with students.
That's fun,
and it's really fun for the students to get to build with them and get to see that this is where they could be in a year or two. And there have been times when people come down and they're like, I was you last year before I graduated, and I talked to some Whirlpool people and they hired me.
See?
So, I mean, it happens. And so this is a good start for a lot of those students to come and get some experience in building. Mm-hmm. And you don't need experience. We should talk a little bit about Habitat, and because some get a little weirded out. And they're like, I don't know how to hold a hammer. And we've taught people how to hammer if we need to.
Well, that's right. And, you know, it's really an interesting concept that Whirlpool started this build with, which is trade in your business suit for a hard hat, because we just want to get to know you as human beings instead of across the table at an official interview. And what better way to do that when people really can just be themselves? But also, let's face it, when you're put in an uncomfortable situation, you've got to figure out, with guidance at Habitat, you've got to figure out a new role and a new skill, really under the pressure sometimes of an interview.
Right.
This is a way to really test a potential mm-hmm. employee. And I think that Whirlpool's done that for many years. They don't have a lens on recruiting this year. Mm-hmm. They really are just giving back mm-hmm. to the Bloomington community. But I think that this is a really good example of what Habitat does best, which is bring people from all walks of life mm-hmm. together to agree on a single cause.
Right.
And frequently, you can't tell who the future mm-hmm. homeowner is because mm-hmm. they're always out there building with us
right.
from the Whirlpool CEO. because we all are in our jeans with yep. a tool belt on, and we have all been leveled.
Right.
Right? We mm-hmm. are all on somewhat mm-hmm. equal playing field. And then we just get to play together.
Yeah.
And we get to make some new connections, not based on what our income is or what mm-hmm. our what class we were raised in,
right.
But instead on just the commonalities of humanity. Mm-hmm. And so many of us lack that today, mm-hmm. Those connections to others. And in our busy lives with our screens in front of us all of the time, mm-hmm. what Habitat provides to the community really is a place of true connection and real humanity. And so whether you come out to Whirlpool or you come out on a Saturday or a mm-hmm. Wednesday or Thursday on our job sites, that's what you can expect to right. find. Mm-hmm. And it's really incredible to see it at work at IU.
Yeah, I love this build. It's mm-hmm. fun because the students also get to see a lot of their professors that come out as well right. in a different, you know, it's bringing it all back to we're all human.
Yeah.
You know, we all put our pants on the
exactly.
same way. And it's just I'm human. I'm not just your professor. I'm
right.
just, not just someone that you're going to see a couple times during the semester and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really incredible that they get to talk to them and work with them and sometimes instruct their instructors.
right. Exactly.
Because they may yeah. have been volunteering because
that's
a lot
right.
of your students do, or a lot of the students do volunteer on a regular basis mm-hmm. at Habitat.
Absolutely. And, you know, this time they come out and they are on the same job site, perhaps as Dean Kessner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And frequently the McRobbies stop by and say hello during the build
right.
at some point. But they're not there for press. They're there yeah. just to
check
greet
in.
Students
yeah.
and check in. And so that's the real genius of this build is that it really is right there in the heart of campus, mm-hmm. right across from the stadium.
Right.
So we're on the DeVault Center mm-hmm. property
right.
Just south of the stadium on 17th Street there. And so whether you want to come build with us or mm-hmm. you want to come drive by and cheer us on, we welcome everybody
right.
at Habitat.
Absolutely. It's a fun time, too, especially mm-hmm. with the games being it kind of encompasses
right.
two games. And so we see a lot of revelers, a lot of cheerleaders, a lot of people coming to the games. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're always astonished that suddenly there's a house there.
Right?
Oh, where'd this house come yeah. from? Well, if you would have come the first week, you would have seen it was less
yeah.
of a house. But now it's a complete house on the second week,
yeah.
which I think is amazing to some people because we start out with basically a floor system
mm-hmm.
on a couple of I-beams.
Right.
That are going to be moved, obviously. And then by the end of the first game, that first weekend, which is, I think, September 24th,
mm-hmm.
it will look like a house. It
right.
will have a lot of...
The trusses will be up and
mm-hmm.
the decking will be on the roof and the house yeah. really starts to take shape.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's fun to see that.
And by the final weekend, we have carpet in and the
wow.
plumbing's in.
See?
And appliances.
The appliances. That the stove and refrigerator have been installed. And so it's really, it looks like a complete house.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday
yeah.
morning, we just pick it up and move it to where it's going to reside permanently. And this year's house is going to down to the McDowell Gardens neighborhood.
Okay.
That's
on Wiley Street, and that's a
nice.
New neighborhood for us,
right. mm-hmm.
and we're really excited to be there. And the folks in McDowell Gardens, we went to their neighborhood association last week, and they they're really excited
oh, yeah,
and
I'm
really
sure.
welcoming to Habitat.
That's exciting. This one's going to move a lot further than the other ones have moved then, it seems.
Wow.
Which is also a sight to see.
That's
so
what I was saying.
Look out
process.
On Sunday because we close some streets.
Mm-hmm.
There are lots of cars that follow.
Right.
It's kind of exciting for the homeowners to watch their home move.
Mm-hmm.
We often see pictures on Facebook later of random people are like, we saw this today.
That's so, right. Yeah,
only in Bloomington
house.
Would you see a house driving down the street on a Sunday morning.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
We think our gift to the community is that we do it on Sunday morning when the students are hopefully still sleeping. They're not
yes.
even to brunch
no,
yet.
No, no,
yeah.
no, no, no.
And
a lot of people are in church.
And other people are at church. And so we do it during a time of lease disruption.
It's a quiet time.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Carrie Thompson from Habitat with Humanity.